Listen up, maggots. We got targets inbound, so lock and load your senses and stand by for imminent contact.
If you love beer, you're in the Beer Army. So grab a frosty brew and get ready. It's time to liberate your senses. It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's Mick Dagger here.
And the General.
And I suck at fantasy football.
This guy was all pissed off at you, by the way. He said you're on a shit list. So.
Why? What did I do?
Because you had somebody that was on a bye and you didn't set up your lineup or whatever.
Well, yeah. See, well, right? Yeah. He's pissed at me for that?
Yeah, yeah. Because he takes it very seriously, dude.
Well, let him.
Nah, well, I appreciate it because I was playing you this week and I had like
there's
three
no
people.
Way. The thing is there's no way, even if I did, there was no way I could make up 40 points with one dude.
No, I know, but I was working the waiver wire because I had like three guys and I had to do some pickups. And I was just like, luckily, though, my IDP, and then of course, I have my kicker, Gano, and freaking Carolina D, man. They snatched me up like almost 50 points between those three, man. So it was that's where I lucked out.
Well, I was going to do that for Monday Night Football. I was going to put somebody in for Monday Night Football. And then I was just like, wait a minute. I have to cover 40 points with one dude? There's no way.
Well, the thing is, everybody's locked at that point. That's the reason I got to do your lineup before, because once they play, they're locked. You can't.
No, this is before they played. And I had one player left. That was the one that was on bye that I could switch out. And there was no way for me to cover the spread of 40 with one dude, man. Well, so Scotty can be all pissed all he wants, but you do have him tell me what one guy is going to rack up 40 points.
Dude, don't shoot the messenger, brother. Speaking of messenger, I like to be the messenger and remind everybody that Jolly Skull tickets did go on sale this last Saturday. So
oh, hell yeah.
And you can get discounted tickets if you go to the website. Because before we changed it, and we did that earlier this year, and it seemed like it worked out well. But for all of our loyal people who subscribe to our newsletter, which is free. You get a code. You put it in there. It gives you $10 off your VIP or general admission tickets. One of the new things that we're going to definitely be doing is for the VIPs, giving them a custom full-size glass with the color logos of the Jolly Skull and the Beer Army logos. Things like a keepsake instead of like a small tasting glass. So they'll get that. They'll have a 2-ounce pour line. So they'll use their regular glass as their tasting glass, and then they get to take that home with them, obviously. Of course, we'll give out the small regular tasters that we give for everybody else, the general mission, and they can keep those. But you know, it seems like people always want keepsies, you know, collectibles or stuff with the dates and everything else on there, and that's what these will have. So
trust me, with as many beer glasses as we have between us, we still will accept a new one.
Yeah, it is kind of ridiculous how many I gave away two cases when I moved like 2 years ago. Actually, I brought them in the outpost and I just said, take them, you know, who wants them?
That's the 23rd of January, right? Jolly Skull?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, 23 January is when the festival actually goes. That's up in Greenville, North Carolina. So go to beerarmy.org/Jolly Skull. You can get all the information there. Go on to Facebook. The event's on there, too. Let us know that you're coming, you know, by saying, hey, you're going. And share it with your friends and everything like that, too.
So. Absolutely.
But this beer, as always, we always have a beer in our hands. And I'm always amazed because I've said this before, how many breweries we haven't gotten to yet. And from Left Coast... from as in the East or West Coast, we call it Left Coast in the military, but Left Coast Brewing Company out of San Clemente, California, which is just north of Camp Pendleton, because that's the next, the San Onofre Gate or whatever. Oh, I've never actually been to this brewery, which I need to correct or, you know, rectify that situation next time I go out there to the West Coast. But this is their American Stout, which is their Voodoo, and coming in at 8% ABV. You can get more information about Left Coast by going to their website at leftcoastbrewing.com. And this bad boy, it's pouring I would say black. I would say if you look on the edges, you can see the brown and the reddish, but I'm going to say it pours that dark brown / black. It's got this mocha color head, leaving some lace on the glass. The aroma is of dark unsweetened chocolate and licorice. There's also some roast and that earthiness. Even like I'm picking up a little bit of leather. I know you don't like drink leather or smell, but if you have that smell kind of like a little bit to me, there's a little bit of that essence. The flavor is similar with, but it's a lot more bolder with the roast, the dark chocolate, licorice. There is some coffee, and again, there's some of that earthy tones with just the hint of hops. I'm also picking up on the flavor, just a hint of smoke and some dark fruits like raisins. I think the bitterness is due more to the roasted malts than to the hops, but it's not overly astringent like some stouts can be from the roast, you know what I mean?
No, that's really balanced. I like that.
The mouthfeel and the body are medium to full, with carbonation being low to medium. It has a nice creamy texture on the finish, and it makes me wonder what it'd be like on nitro. Because I just think this and it also makes me wonder, I would love to have this a barrel-aged version of this as well and just see what it tastes like. But you know what's –
Oh, that would be delicious, man.
I just think beer reviews are whack, though, because I was kind of looking at what some people were talking about, you know, see if people like this, don't like this beer. What's really interesting is how, you know, as a beer judge, you're supposed to judge a beer based upon its style. So this is the American style category. But then you also judge it as overall, like, do I like to drink it? And a lot of times the style and the drinkability or whatever you want to call it, usually they're very similar. They're very close. So if it's on a scale of one, you know, 1 to 5, it's going to be 4 or 5-ish. This is the first time in a while that I've seen a beer where there's a huge disparity, though. It seems like the judge is really low for style, but overall very, very high. And I don't get that. And the reason why I think that's so whacked, because it's like saying that it's a really good beer overall, but not so much the style. Well, what do you mean? It's either a good beer or it's not a good beer. I think it's a great beer, but, you know, And this is coming from a guy who's been through the BJCP program, you know? I think...
I don't know why they're knocking it on style, because...
Right, I think it's pretty good on the style.
It has all the characteristics of a stout.
Well, I mean, don't take my word for it. I mean, it won a silver medal at the 2015 Australian International Beer Awards. It took a bronze medal at the 2012 World Beer Cup.
Good.
And a bronze at the 2011 San Diego International Beer Competition, and many others. So, I don't know.
But yet out in the world, there are people that have an issue with
this
style.
You know, whether it's Untappd, Rate Beer, Beer Advocate, whatever,
I will tell you, I'm not the Cicerone and beer guru as far as being able to break down the complexities and the flavors. But I will say this, for 8%, it is very smooth.
Yeah.
It's deceiving. I love the coffee notes that I get right off the back end of that chocolate, slightly building into that roasted malt. Mm. And then a really smooth finish. So... that's how I would simply describe it. And it's, I can imagine that on nitro or bourbon barrel aged.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I think, or even, I thought, because there's some of the sweetness, I would be curious to see what it tastes like with a rum barrel. Like, for some reason, I just really like to see how it tastes with rum barrel. But enough about the beer. Let's talk about the brewery a little bit. Founded in 2004, officially it was established in 2002, and I'm going to explain that why there's a two-year disparity there. With the original intent to brew beer for Augie's Pizza and Brewing Company restaurant chain. And then since then have expanded operations to include an independent brand as the Left Coast Brewing Company brand. They still produce 8 full-time beers for Augie's franchise. What's interesting is that, so I had to really dig deep here because it seemed like a lot of this information was masked because it's a family-operated operation. But it's the, and I'm probably not pronouncing it right, but it's the Haji family. Started at Augie's in Del Mar, California in 1991. They grew it to 17 restaurant franchises across 2 states, and then that enabled them to do Left Coast. So obviously they're very successful restauranteurs or restaurant owners. And when they opened their other restaurants, you know, each of the franchise, they were originally trying to brew beer on site, but that became more difficult, and they decided on going with just a central brewing location and then distributing the beer to their restaurant. So that was the whole idea. But after opening the brewery, they realized they had this excess capacity, and then they launched the Left Coast brand because it's like, you might as well capitalize on this excess capacity because, you know, you have a certain sunken cost and overhead. Well, hell, you might as well capitalize it because that's the American dream, baby, right? Little capitalism, you know, never hurt nobody.
How many barrels did they start out at?
So they started off at 35,000 barrels, and they're now up to 11,000 beer barrels.
You mean 3,500 barrels?
Oh, I'm sorry, 3,500. Did I say 35,000? Yeah, 3,500. And now they're up to 11,000. So that tells me that they were doing about 3,500 just with our restaurants alone.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing, you know? So brothers Sean and Tommy Haji serve as director of sales and the general manager, respectively, with Randall DeLibero being their brewmaster. They're currently distributed in 25 states and 7 countries, which really blew me away for only producing 11,000 beer barrels. They're in 7 countries. I thought that was pretty amazing. And then in the early 2000s, right after they opened up the brewery, the production facility, which is Left Coast, they won Best Small Brewing Company in the World Honors at the World Beer Cup. So they definitely know what the hell they're doing. So I'm chomping at the bit because I want an excuse to go back out and visit some friends in Pendleton because I'm definitely going right up, you know, it's just on the other side of the Pendleton. So there's the North Gate and there's the South Gate. Oceanside is the South, San Onofre is the North, and San Clemente is the town that's just right above that gate. You know what I mean? Just like Oceanside is the gate for the South, you know, and... so I was like, son of a bitch. Like, I always thought for some reason that they were up in NorCal somewhere. But, you know.
They're just at the top of the valley that Pendleton's in, right?
Yeah, basically. So you got San Onofre Gate where they do, so SOI East is here in Camp Geiger, south of Camp Lejeune there in Jacksonville, North Carolina. So School of Infantry on the West Coast is up in San Onofre, basically. Oh, so that's where I went through, during my early days as a troop.
Yeah, you stood attention on the yellow footprints, huh, bro?
Well, that was San Diego, and then you go up there, but for MCT.
Yeah, true.
But anyway, so yeah, so again, Left Coast Brewing Company out of San Clemente, California. We're drinking the Voodoo, which is their American style, clocking an 8% ABV. You can get more information by visiting leftcoastbrewing.com.
Great beer.
Love it. Yummy. Yeah,
definitely check it out. 8%, and it is deceiving.
Yeah.
At 8%.
I like it. I like it a lot.
BeerArmy.org, though. Hit up the website. Check it out. There is a lot shaking. Not only can you get your tickets for Jolly Skull Beer Fest in Greenville, North Carolina, but as well, you can get more information. Any ladies listening to the podcast right now, definitely check out the Hornets, a wing of the Beer Army Foundation, doing great positive things.
We did. Yeah, speaking of which, we did that. We just had their meeting last week. They have 101 members now signed up.
That's freaking amazing. That was only their second meeting.
That was a second meeting, yeah. And so and we want to give a shout-out to Alan over at Thirsty Brewing because he donated to the – because they had their meeting there or whatever and got people in the door. But thank you, Alan, for donating. Donated over like $100. I want to say it was like $120,
$130. Hell yeah.
After just a couple of hours doing – you know, their meeting was kind of like a quasi-fundraiser. So we really, really appreciate it. And, you know, we're earmarking those dollars for scholarships and stuff like that. And they're going to have Saturday, the December 19th, which I think is the Saturday before Christmas, I believe – we're going to have our Christmas party out here at the Beer Army compound. So we're going to have a bouncy bounce for the kids. I'm going to try to get some live music. I'm going to try to get a hold of Brandon Snow because I really liked him. He was who we had for Give Him Hell.
Yeah.
I thought he did a great job. We're going to do a potluck and BYOB so that nobody has any liability issues for alcohol. But no, it's going to be a great time. And we definitely recommend. We also got our store launch, by the way.
Hell yeah.
It's still a little, it doesn't look as pretty. But we're still tweaking it, but the taxes are calculating correctly, the credit cards are processing correctly, and we don't have a lot of inventory on there, but we do have the new Beer Army Radio shirt that
those
we have to give on.
Awesome.
We haven't got that one on the website. Web guru Jackie, she's doing everything she can to get all this new stuff up, and then we're out of hats, so we contact our hat vendor, like, look, man, we need hats, and like, we just need swag. We're trying to get everything in before Christmas, obviously, for Christmas shopping. So, what we do have on, if it's listed, it'll tell you what the inventory, it'll say if it's available or not, so you can buy. If it is in stock, you can buy it. So, please do, because we had some people asking about the 50 caliber bottle opener, so you can buy them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Buy.
Well, definitely, you can link right there to it from beerarmy.org, and you can pledge right from the main page.
Yes.
Help us do great things, generate scholarships, and just be a positive force all through beer. That's the whole point of Beer Army. Remember, you drink beer, you're in the Beer Army, and right now we're drinking Voodoo from Left Coast, and we will be back because we had our Heroes Never Die segment to get to, highlighting the awesome someone has done.
Go AWOL with Beer Army Radio. We're online and mobile at beerarmy.org. Every soldier needs quality gear. Get yours at beerarmy.org. Hats, t-shirts, and more. Show Murphy he can't keep you down and announce to the world that you're in the Beer Army. Go to beerarmy.org. Do it. By the way, Murphy's a bitch.
It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Oh, by the way, Dustin, I don't know when you're going to shave that beaver pelt. But
hunt and we will go.
Seriously, man, you've got this Hugh Jackman. Like, you could really do a good Wolverine. Just shave it like Wolverine. Take a picture. Maybe even do the Sierra Nevada release as Wolverine.
Oh, speaking of, yes. Thank you for bringing that up.
Maybe that, huh?
No, thank you for bringing that up because that's more important than me shaving my mug. But Sierra Nevada, yeah. So we have an inquiry out. We're trying to find out if the paperwork got finalized so that we can let people know when that beer is getting released because. We definitely want to go. I can't wait to go. I can't wait to try this beer. I'm sick and tired of the vets over at Sierra Nevada Brewing Company posting pictures of it. Them dirty bastards, you know. So people have been asking us. As soon as we know, we're going to let you know. We'll post it out on Facebook. We will post it on the show, obviously, if we have enough time. We will definitely get the word out one way or the other.
Have you seen the label yet at all?
No, I haven't. Well, the thing is, they're not bottling it. It was draft only.
Oh,
and so
okay.
That's what confused us because we thought that if they're waiting on the paperwork that they're talking about waiting on, that tells me they're going to distribute it in the state then, at least in the state of North Carolina.
Awesome.
So there is no label. It's just a draft only type thing. But, we're definitely going to do everything we can to make sure we get beer at Beer Army Burger Company. I would think that it's not going to be a bridge too far, but you never know. I mean, sometimes weird things happen, but
right.
Yeah, so we're just really, really looking forward to it. I mean, extremely looking forward to it. So
I'm amped too. And I know there's a lot of stuff with the, you know, with Sierra Nevada and the size and its mm-hmm. and its reach and everything. I know they're, you know, crossing every T and dotting every
I. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Doing what they need to, but big, honestly, and we do it every week. We talk about this, about the collaboration with them. I mean, big thanks to the Grossmans.
It's just
the vets and the people at the brewery.
Yeah, I'm just chomping at the bit. I just want to try this damn beer so bad. It looks so good. I just want to try it. I want to drink it. I want it for Thanksgiving.
And the awesome thing is that, of course, it's another beer, another collaboration with Beer Army that is going to do great things and generate scholarships.
Absolutely. So
big props.
Speaking of props, though, I'm really excited. I know. Last week's Heroes Never Die segment, we kind of talked about the whole French Paris terrorist attacks or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was looking for something that was more Thanksgiving themed or whatever, but I came across this dude, and I couldn't help myself. Whenever another Muslim, you know, whenever somebody wants to go against, like, kind of like their own party, and what I mean by that, so what we got here is basically Bassam Barik, and he's basically come out, and he's a French Muslim, and saying, hey, we, you know, I got something for you. And he is not spouting the same rhetoric that you would think that you would hear, you know. And so, yeah, it's just amazing. It's amazing, you know, those people that will step into that gap, like you always say, you know.
You hit the nail on the head there, Dustin, because in this crazy world when you never know what's going to happen and everything can just explode around you, you never know who's going to step in the gap.
So, Mick, again, you know, going off of last week, and not to beat this dead horse, because obviously it's a very big tragedy. I would call it France's equivalent of our 9/11. There is a YouTube video that went viral. I mean, I'm talking viral, and he's speaking in French. So we're not going to play his original YouTube video, but Fox News kind of loosely translates a little bit and kind of covers it over top. So he's got a small segment that I want to play about that, and we'll talk more.
With the world on edge amid global terror threats, one Muslim French man's message is going viral, saying, quote, I am addressing all Muslims, of France. Let's protect our beautiful religion. Let's go and track down these imposters who pretend to be Muslims and kill people. It's not the authorities who are going to get rid of them. It is us. Man, that is welcome news.
Wow.
But the thing is, what's crazy is that if you go to the YouTube, the original link that they're going to link from that, YouTube pulled it down, and their excuse is because it's, you know, basically, what do you call it?
Not offensive?
Not offensive, but it's...
insightful?
Yes.
Inciting?
You know, inciting, yes, yes. Violence and terrorist.
Very
type.
Insightful, but also it might incite some negative behaviors from others.
What blows me away, though, is this guy just shoots this. It looks like he's sitting in his car, and he's just going off, right? But his face is full view, like... You're going, you know, like you're putting yourself out there. You got your name out there. You got your face out there, you know. And so terrorists got a pretty easy mark if they really want to take you. But that's what I feel is so heroic about this post. He's like, hey, I'm right here. I'm calling my shot. And not only am I calling my shot, I'm telling you, if you are truly a Muslim and you appreciate it, you know, you need to get on board, man. But the thing is, that, of course, you know, Fox News doesn't give the full, you know, interview or the full translation or everything he does. He goes on. Bassam goes further on. He pleads with his fellow Muslims to report any suspicious activity without worrying about being seen as a snitch. You know, he's like, don't feed into their, you know, that whole bullshit, that machoism crap. You know, like, that's not snitching, man. That is being a true patriot when you see somebody doing terrorist activities or whatever. You know, what I love, though, he even goes on further. He goes, it is up to us to fuck up the shit that's inside our religion, you know? And he says that like it's translated word for word, to fuck up the shit that's in our religion.
That's awesome.
And whether it's Muslim, Christianity, whatever, I just think like it is very refreshing because everybody, I think, paints Muslims as a whole as extremists or whatever. And that's, unfortunately, it's a very small sect, but it gives the religion a bad name, you know?
It does give the religion a bad name. And I've worked with and I've known Muslims who were moderate, and some I thought were, and ended up being the ones you had to look out for.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I mean, there's enough of the population, even though the extremist is a minority, there's enough of that population in the world where, I mean, that's not a small figure.
Yeah.
And he's right. If it's going to change, it's going to take all the other ones in the religion to challenge that.
No.
You can't just sit idly by.
Well, what was crazy is if we...
A lesson for everything.
If we would have played the interview more... So the Fox News, and I ain't trying to favor, bash, or anything, you know, all these different news networks. So they got a former, and I say former, radical jihadist That's who comes in right after that segment. Wow. Radical jihadist on Fox and Friends saying that that most Muslims agree with his message. But I'm thinking, wait a minute. So you're a terrorist, a former terrorist. That's how I'm reading it, right? Isn't that how you would read it?
Yeah.
If you're
yeah.
a former radical jihadist. So the other thing that I liked about Bassam, what he says, he goes, if they come to try to talk and try to brainwash you, he said, track them down and break their jaws.
I want to share a beer with this guy. I know, right? I hope he drinks beer.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, if he's Muslim, he doesn't drink, obviously. But I'll drink a beer for you, Div, because that is – so on Thanksgiving, I'm going to be drinking to Bassam Barik, because that is awesome that people have that kind of mindset, you know. And I would think –
courage.
And I would think that even within our own Christian religion here, because I'm a Christian, so – you know, how hypocritical some people can be. We should call out people within our own religions. And it's not just religions. Within your own groups, your social groups or whatever, or if you're for an organization and that organization does something that's trying to hijack, like, hey, you need to call people out on that. That is, to me, is leadership. That, to me, is integrity. It's backbone. It's standing up for what is the true merit of what you believe in. And that's what leadership is. It's not just getting on the bandwagon when, hey, it's the right thing to do. It's also saying, I'm not going to get on that bandwagon because it's not the right thing to do. You know, that's the intestinal fortitude. And that captures, to me, the human essence. And
that's candor, man.
Yeah, I just thought it was really badass. But we did track down the original. Somebody reposted to YouTube his original, like, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes or whatever. I guess I would call it a manifesto. And so we're going to hyperlink that also onto our show notes. I'll tell you what blew me away, though, dude. Is that on that YouTube, this repost, it's only been up there, what, a couple, not even a week or whatever. It has 64 unlikes. There's a lot of thumbs up, because you do thumbs up or thumbs down, you know, so it's likes or unlikes. But on Facebook, it's thumbs up, thumbs down. It has 64 on thumbs YouTube. Down. There's like a couple hundred thumbs up. So I want to know, is it 64 terrorists or is it 64? Unless you're a terrorist or a jihadist, extremist or whatever, how could you not be on board with that? I guess if you're that's very pacifistic, question. Maybe, but still, like, how could you not be on board with that?
Well, a pacifist wouldn't rate it at all.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, they wouldn't take a stand, right. No, but, like, how could you be thumbs down on that? I mean, this guy is basically saying, you know, this is bullshit. And I'll tell you another thing, and that who they bring on afterwards in Fox News, he brings up a good point. There are 6 million Muslims in France.
Mm-hmm.
If just 1% is radical... That's 6,000 fighters.
Yep.
That's a pretty bad situation with any country.
That's what I was saying earlier. There's enough of a minority that are extremists that it is still a large number.
Yeah, 6,000. So if there's 6 million, you just take 1%. Shit, if you take 1/10 of 1%, you're talking 600.
Mm-hmm.
How many did these attacks? 10, 15? I don't know. Tops? You know, I think it was 3 locations, multi-pronged attack, distributed operations. I mean... 600 is going to jack you up. 60 is going to jack you up.
That's. I think a lot of people want to, you know, kind of brush that under the rug and not think about that because they want to. Well, the majority aren't. Well, yeah, but when you're actually looking at figures and numbers, the threat is real,
dude. I think about what a Marine Corps fire team, which is four individuals in a fire team, highly trained, highly skilled. You know, has strategy, tactics. They're going to fuck some stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just are. So you take that same equation, say 40 or 400 or 4,000. Wow.
Well, you saw, I don't know if you saw the post on Facebook, but one of the shields from one of the police in their riot gear when they charged the Bataclan Theater.
No.
These guys in the smoke, explosions, and gunfire, one of those shields had like 4 or 5 groups where there were double tap shots within an inch. In these groupings. It was like boom, 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 boom. So these guys are well-trained.
Yeah.
They're well-trained. They have some serious skills under duress, under pressure, in a crazy chaotic environment that they can maintain and keep that sight picture. And man, it's that to me blew me away. I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
These aren't just...
Yeah, yahoos.
You know, yahoos out there just screaming Allahu Akbar, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And then pushing a button and blowing it. These guys have really done some serious training.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so Bassam Barik, you are our hero for this week for having the gall just to stand up, espouse what you believe in, but more importantly, what you believe in is correct. You know,
well, it's like we are all in this blue orb together. It's humanity. You know, this divisiveness and violence and acts. Of course, I mean you. you can't fight violence with pacifism.
No,
you have to meet it strength for strength, you know.
Yes.
So, but the thing is we are, we know that defense and proactive posturing is a lot better than just being reactive and waiting for something to happen.
Absolutely.
So good on you, amigo. Thank you for sharing that, Dustin. That's awesome. And we got our Yoakum to Sue coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to be looking at some insanity in the world. And I know you got a beer getting slammed.
Yeah, dude. The guys over at BrewDog, I love these guys. They always seem to be
awesome.
In the thick of it. And yeah, dude, I think you're going to laugh your ass off. So
I have a story of a man who has a very interesting name, and he's having trouble with Facebook.
Okay.
Because of his name.
Very well. You got me intrigued.
Not only that, but on Jimmy Kimmel last night, it's amazing just how stupid people can be. He did his lie witness news, and wait till you hear what it had to deal with.
Nice.
So stick around. You come to Sue coming your way, because you just can't make some shit up.
Hey, mothers, lock up your daughters. It's Mick Dagger and the General.
Mary, she bought me a... For my birthday, she bought me a loofah. Mary's like, you gotta exfoliate. Yeah.
When a dude brings exfoliation into his vocabulary.
Yeah. Don't leave the toilet seat up. Honey, you don't have to worry. I'm sitting down when I piss, you know?
Don't worry. It's never moved. I'm conditioning my beard while urinating.
Yeah.
Multitasking.
Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
On the battlefield of beer. An informed soldier is a good soldier. Learn more about the Beer Army Foundation. Go to beerarmy.org. Get informed about beer, upcoming events, festivals, and community outreach that the Beer Army provides and supports. The revolution starts with you at beerarmy.org.
Beer Army Engaged.
Don't forget to rate and review the podcast, wherever you're listening to it, whether it be Podbean or iTunes. Definitely rate it, and please as well review it. The more you do that, and whether it be good or bad, we have broad shoulders, but seriously, it gets the word out for others to check it out, because we just want to share the power of Beer Army.
Yeah, make sure you let us know, having the Beer Army Burger Company, you know, who is a big supporter of obviously the Beer Army Foundation. What I hate is when people don't have a positive experience, you know.
Right.
And then they bitch about it on Facebook or whatever, and then you say, well, did you talk to a manager or your server? No. It's like, well, you never gave us the opportunity to correct the deficiency or fix the problem. Yeah. Or, you know, it's like, God dang it. Speaking of Burger Company, I forgot to tell you, dude, we got the other, because we're doing our dog tags quarterly or whatever for Memorial Hall. We have 65 more dog tags that we're putting up. So, and we did a map so everybody can kind of understand it. We're going to also be unveiling a mug club here, hopefully by the end of the year, that I'm really excited about. So, yeah, I can't wait. So we'll get more information about those things out when they come out. But
giving me another reason to go in.
Exactly. Well, I see you, my friend. You've been spending a lot of time in there. You're like the massagist. You're the masseuse, you know. You got all these ladies clinging around you, man, you know, and you're like, you know. Yeah,
bar masseuse.
Slicing and dicing and neck rubbing and,
pissing a lot of husbands off, I guess. I don't know. Like, look, no. Just massage. They wanted a massage.
She just wanted, you know,
It's like, do I have to, like, do some, like, background check?
You married?
Fill out this form.
Jealous husband?
Before I can give you a massage.
All right, you can get a massage.
Oh, man.
It's crazy, man. Crazy.
It is a crazy world. It's totally crazy, which is why we have our Yoakum to Sue, that we do this segment of every podcast, because there's just a lot you cannot make up. Hey, I know you're as much of a Star Wars fan as I am.
I cannot wait for Christmas to check this thing out. Of course, I'm really bummed because when I realized that they're releasing the new Point Break remake, they're doing it on the same freaking day. And that's one of my favorite all-time movies.
You can't compare the two.
I don't know. If I was ahead of a movie...
You cannot match the power of Busey and Point Break.
Yeah, I mean, a production, whatever the hell you call them, movie, you know, what do you call them? God dang it. The published movies.
Feature films?
No, like the
remakes?
The studios. Goddamn, the studios. Okay. The idiots that decided to, you know, they're the ones that put the calendar out, like, hey, we're going to release this movie. And like, I would not go head to head with Star Wars. That's just me. And the movie looks really good.
Who's playing Busey's character in the Point Break remake?
There isn't a Busey. Oh.
Is it Josh Brolin or something like that?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know, man.
Well, they really changed the story because it's like an international thing. It's not.
Who's Keanu Reeves' character?
I don't know. I think it's the blonde dude that played, is it Thor or Hulk?
Liam Hemsworth?
No, I don't know.
Chris Hemsworth?
I don't know, dude. I don't know names. I don't do the People magazine thing, so I don't know.
So what are you saying? What are you saying?
I say you do the People Magazine thing.
I give massages at bars.
And read the National Enquirer. Inquiring minds want to know, you know?
Oh, well. Speaking of Star Wars, though, man. Jimmy Kimmel, last night, did his Lie Witness News. And that's where he goes out and he just asks questions, and they're total BS.
Yeah.
But people, in their own, I don't know whether it is stupidity or just being excited to have a camera focused on them, will agree to anything or talk about anything. And they just sound like idiots. But he did a Star Wars edition of Lie Witness News. And pay attention to these questions he asks. Okay?
Do you think Fox News is too soft on Emperor Palpatine?
Yes, I do.
And what have you heard them say that would make you say that?
Nothing specific, just some random stuff. But I just do think they are soft on that.
Is that something, if the crime is severe enough, you think people should be frozen in carbonite?
I don't know. It sounds quite sort of like a sort of medieval punishment, really, to me.
Actually, it's from a long, long time ago.
Yeah, it sounds as if it's the sort of thing which, like, shouldn't really still be going on. I mean, yeah, it's obviously very controversial.
It dates, they're saying it dates all the way back to the Hutt dynasty. They're saying Jabba the Hutt was actually the first to do it.
Okay.
So, but do you think we should not be...
Wasn't he from Star Wars?
Different guy.
Smart guy there.
Different guy.
They named the Star Wars guy after him.
All right. These questions are all about Star Wars, aren't they? I only just realized.
The thing is that's just 55 seconds of a 2.5-minute segment. And the majority of people in that segment really could not put the fact that it was to Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, but, man, our society is full of some weirdos.
Well, the one chick that about Fox News, like, yeah, they're absolutely too soft about it. It's like,
obviously, on Palpatine.
It's obviously you just hate Fox News so much that if it's anti-Fox News, you'll agree with
them. I don't care what you say. If it's Fox News, I'm going to say they suck.
Wow.
That's crazy, dude. I'll tell you what's crazy is how people... No, the saying, no good deed goes unpunished. You know,
right.
No matter what you try to do, it's never enough. And what I'm talking about here is I'm talking about those crazy, wacky guys from BrewDog out there in Scotland. You know, Scotland.
Yeah, they're great.
I love these guys. These guys are awesome. And so Christopher Cantwell, I would say he's probably a conservative talk show type guy, or anyways. He published his thing about them. We're going to only play a little bit of it. But basically, to kind of set it up for you, the Queerest of the Queer is actually an organization for transgender youth communities.
So there's an organization called the Queerest of the Queer?
Right.
For transgender youth?
Right. And so freaking BrewDog, before that, kind of got themselves in hot water. Not hot water, but those guys are out there. I mean, they
push the envelope.
They say what they do. They do what they say. If you don't like them,
right,
they really don't give a shit, you know? And I respect that. So they try to, no kidding, make a beer specifically for that to donate the proceeds. And people are bitching that's not enough. So just I thought this Christopher Cantwell, not that I agree with everything of his assessment, but about the first, we're going to play like the first, I don't know, minute or so. I'm on point with him. So give this a listen.
You know, I keep thinking that I've seen the craziest thing that I'm going to see from left-wing activists in the whole LGBTQI plus whatever the fuck community. And every single day I find something that shocks me even more than the day before. I was amazed to see someone post an article about the world's first, quote, non-binary transgender beer to Facebook recently. It's produced by a company called BrewDog, and the beer is, without the slightest hint of irony, labeled no label. The 4.6% alcohol by volume Kolsch has been brewed with hops that have changed sex from female to male flowers prior to harvest. BrewDog has used these to emphasize that, quote, just like humans, beer can be whatever the hell it wants to be and proud of it. The special brew came in response to criticisms that a video the brewery had produced for a crowdfunding effort was, quote, anti-transgender, anti-sex worker, and anti-homeless, according to an organization calling itself Queerest of the Queer.
Wow. And that wasn't enough. Brewing a beer with a hop that had changed sex.
Right. So I thought it was really cool.
And gave it a rainbow label.
Right. I thought that was really cool that they actually went out there and tried to make a beer that had the same kind of qualities. I mean, on the surface, somebody might be thinking it's disrespectful, but you could tell that they're actually trying to, like, pay homage to it, right?
Do a little research, you idiots.
And do something, right? But no, man. I mean... And that's what I loved about the name, you know, the non-binary transgender beer. You know, it's just like, I don't know, man. I mean, and they're giving And it promises to give all the profits to the queers. So the profits, like...
So this organization would be the one that directly benefits from this beer.
The one that, right.
And yet they have an issue with it. Why right. again?
Because it's not diverse enough of the trans community.
What do you mean diverse enough? Does it need to be wearing a tutu?
No, that's the reason why I'm agreeing with Christopher Cantwell's remarks that, you know, the LGBTQI, whatever the fuck, you know, like... Because we can't keep up with it.
You know, when you scream and you want acceptance, you can't put conditions on the acceptance. No, you can't.
Well, the thing is, and I don't want to say normal people, because I know that if you're going to read that, if you're homosexual or gay, you're going to say, oh, I'm not normal. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is, we're just on planet Earth. We're just trying to keep up with whatever you're saying, your organization. Like, you know, again, like for instance, I always thought it was just the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. Like, I always thought it was just LGBT, but now they added the Q, the I, like they keep, like, I don't know, where does it stop, man? You know, like...
It's going to become a Russian word. There's going to be too many consonants on it.
I don't know, you know?
I really sound like an asshole right now. I'm sorry, but...
No, I mean,
how much... I'm sorry, but how much of a diva are you when you're putting a condition on how accepting your beer needs to be that is directly going to benefit your community?
Yeah.
I mean, that is just total bullshit.
I just thought it was really cool in the BrewDog guys for even attempting... And then, and then they're going to get a ration of shit about it.
They could have just brewed a beer with any hops, put a rainbow label on it, and said, this is for you. But no, they went the extra mile and actually used Mother Nature in hops that actually change gender without manipulation to brew this beer, to give you a beer that's going to benefit your community. But yet you are too much of a freaking dick.
Too much of a dick or pussy. I don't know. Whatever way you want to go there, dick or pussy. So
look, that's the thing. That's my problem with the PC community is they want acceptance, but they want it under their own conditions.
No.
They do. They don't want unconditional acceptance. They don't want just acceptance in general. They want acceptance with guidelines.
Well, the problem is they keep changing the guidelines. They keep changing the conditions, and it's hard to ever reach a moving target then. You know, at some point, you got to say, what are you about? What are you, you know, and go from there. So, yeah.
I don't care how you affiliate yourself or what you claim to be. Just accept yourself and accept others who aren't like you.
Yeah.
And let them accept you in whatever way they can.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a freaking break. God.
I love it.
God, that pissed me off.
I know, dude. I was just like, I can't believe this, man. I was just like...
Well, the guys at BrewDog are probably just laughing their asses off. It's like, well, shoot, you're lost.
Yeah.
You don't want this beer? Fine.
Well, I mean, it's like, what do you... Again, no good deed goes unpunished, you know? They try to make amends. They try to do the right thing, and then they get shit on for it.
They'll probably make a video just smashing all these beer bottles and saying, we're just destroying labels. This is our effort to break down the walls and barriers that labels generate.
Yeah.
So, nope, none of this beer was sold. It was all destroyed. Sorry, you missed out on your opportunity to profit from this.
It's nuts, dude. It's
nuts. Oh, good Lord.
Do we have enough time for another one? I think we do.
Do we?
Yeah, hell yeah. Why not? What else you got over there, man?
Imagine having a name that gives you trouble with Facebook.
Okay.
There's an Australian guy that has had it with Facebook, doubting the veracity of his name.
The veracity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Meaning, they're doubting the fact that this is his real name.
Right. Yeah.
But, and they keep shutting down his account. They've done it several times.
Okay, what's his name?
Fuck that bitch. P-H-U-C, middle name D-A-T, last name B-I-C-H.
Fuck that bitch. Obviously, he doesn't sound Australian then.
Well, there's a lot of South Pacific Asians in,
of course, I'm
in Australia. But he says that he finds it highly irritating the fact that nobody seems to believe me when I say my full legal name is how you see it. This 23-year-old man, he shared his account along with a photo of his passport, which shows his complete name.
So he provides his passport, and they still
and his complete name, and they're not buying it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. He's been accused of using a false and misleading name of which you find that people find very offensive. And he's like, is it because I'm Asian? Is it?
Oh, dude. That is awesome, man.
But here's the coolest thing is having my Facebook shut down multiple times and forced to change my name to my real name just to put it out there, my name Yours sincerely, Phuc Dat Binh. It's Vietnamese, is his name.
Yeah.
And it's yeah. But of course we know that.
Yeah.
It's Phuc Dat Binh.
I love it.
That's his Vietnamese name. But of course everybody thinks it's Phuc Dat Binh.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's awesome, dude. That is awesome.
Well, if you hit up the show notes, you'll see a photo of his passport and more.
Nice. So. Nice. Well, another week. I can't believe we're coming down to the end of the year already, and I know you're going to publish, and I'm going to put you, I'm calling you out, dude. If you don't publish this freaking bloopers.
It's done.
Because we keep telling people, like, dude, what are you going to do? You keep talking about it.
No, it'll be up.
And I'm like, you know.
It's already up right now, actually.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I didn't know.
No.
Oh, I got to check it out. There you go, people. It's already up. Quit bothering me. Stop sending your hate mail.
Yeah. You'll have the blooper reel, and you'll have this.
Nice. Nice.
So if you're listening to this, you already have it.
Okay, well, I'm checking it out.
I know, it's a long time coming.
But for everybody, tomorrow, have a great, happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for your support, and we're very thankful for you, and for all those that, whether you listen or not, listen, but support the Beer Army Foundation, thank you so much. We really, really
absolutely
appreciate it.
It's really awesome to have something like this to be a part of, and to know that you are in the fold. It's just, it's awesome. So, in whatever way you're supporting Beer Army, again, thank you, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Rounds out.
Beer Army Radio.